Dr. Svetlana Romanko is Zero Fossil Fuels campaign manager at Laudato Si, which has organized the largest interfaith divestment from fossil fuels in history. We've reached her in Kyiv. Svetlana, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today, and greetings from Laudato Si movement to all our audience in the United States and beyond.
So could I start by asking you to briefly describe what the Laudato Si movement is, please?
Yes, Laudato Si movement has been named as Global Catholic Climate Movement, has started divestment campaign in 2015 after the Laudato Si Pope Francis encyclical has been publicized and has been a main environmental document and a document for eco-conversion for many, many years ahead. So we were born as a fruit of Kairos, as it has been said at our website, in these tangible times around the COP in Copenhagen, where the Paris Agreement has been adopted, and the most milestone on there was that we started from 1 million signatures delivered under our petition in 2015 to support the Paris Agreement, which we know has been successfully adopted, and we would like to see it not less successfully implemented in upcoming years. Mm. So one of our directions is prophetic advocacy, which I am representing here today with the divestment campaign and zero fossil fuel campaign of Laudato Si movement. And we are a global network. We unite over 700 of members, chapters, cycles, and institutions in different parts of the world. So that's why we are so delighted to represent the global Catholic community, which has been made a largest divestment announcement in the history a few days ago on October 26th. Renamed ourselves in line with Laudato Si encyclical because we were born as a movement to implement Pope Francis' Laudato Si encyclical, and we would like to make this possible because, as IPCC report states, a red code for humanity, we know that we don't have much time left and we have very, very low carbon budget. We cannot burn more fossil fuels, and we need to fasten a transition to a green energy and to a green investments, making again divestments from fossil fuels.
What you're doing is magnificent. Summarize the historic announcement that your organization was able to make this week, if you would.
Of course. Thank you so much for asking this important me to clarify this important historical moment for all the global Catholic and faith movements. First of all, we are very grateful to our partners. For example, we've collaborated with them for many years around divestment announcements, and I will name all of them. These are Operation NOAH from the UK. These are Green Faith, well-known in the US, Anglican Church of South Africa, and the World Council of Churches. We are very grateful for fruitful collaboration and for leading these faith divestment announcements with us. So 72 faith institutions so far, from six continents, 11 countries, with more than 4.2 billion of combined assets under management, announced the divestment from fossil fuels this October. So as we see, people of faith are divesting at scale from dirty coal, oil, and gas, demanding the G20 in Rome to finally conclude that there is no future for fossil fuel finance. As Pope Francis said, enough of the thirst for profits that drives the fossil fuel industry's destruction of our common home. This was a quote both of Pope Francis and our executive director, Tomas Insua, who is very supportive of the divestment campaign and is leading it in a ways. So this year, this October, our global divestment announcement have joined many faith institutions from Australia. For example, I will name a few: Sisters of Charity and Justice and Peace Office, Archdiocese of Sydney, both declared fossil-free, and two dioceses of Meath and Kilmore in Ireland, and declared for full divestment, and archdiocese of Cashel and Emly declared as fossil-free. So these are also United States institutions, which we are very happy to have in our cohort of divested institutions as a big example of joint Catholic action towards the green energy future. They are Franciscan Friars, Holy Name Province, largest group of Franciscan Friars in the United States, headquartered in the New York City. And the Sisters, Benedictine Sisters of Mary, Inc., and Emmaus Ministries in Pennsylvania, Midwest Province of the Society of Jesus, Jesuits, and University of St. Thomas, I have to add, who joined their voice with 800 million of assets into this divestment commitment as well. We are very happy to see that especially educational institutions and faith and Catholic institutions in the U.S., have made such a significant commitments. I would also name a few which committed after Harvard, this famous divestment announcement that Harvard leading university has made a few weeks ago. So it has been followed up by 10 faith educational institutions, including Loyola College in Chicago and including the Vassar College, where a campaign for divestment has been lasting for 10 years. We are so grateful to these young people who are in faith and in their truthful commitment to stop investment into fossil fuels are acting towards support of the divestment movement. And I have to say that encouraging those movements, in total, these are 55 Catholic institutions from 72, including Greek Catholic institutions and churches in Ukraine, for example, three Buddhist, three Methodist, nine Church of England, and two Presbyterian. So we have a large interfaith community and faith community who is gathering around divestment and green investment into green energy solutions. And I have to say that Laudato Si encyclical, which we call Journey Towards Care for Our Common Home, divestment guidance, which has been publicized by Vatican last year, in June last year, was and still is the leading document where we always get our inspiration and aspiration for our next steps. And this is the first ever set of comprehensive Catholic environmental guidance as a result of collaborations across all Vatican departments. It includes a strong endorsement of divestment from fossil fuels, which has inspired this exponential growth of the number of Catholic investors divesting from fossil fuels and investing in climate solutions, which should be tripled in the next few years to keep us in the limits of 1.0 degrees in line with the Paris Agreement. And we also should prioritize the poor and our common home and care for creation. So that's why we are very much rely on these divestment guidance of Vatican and also on Laudato Si encyclica.
What are the next steps now for the movement?
The next steps are first make a solid push for all other institutions and faith institutions which we can communicate with, which can see our efforts in building a better future, a world that we want for both those who are poor and for those who are the most disadvantaged from all opportunities that green economy brings in. So we would like to call upon everyone, every institution which is yet not divested, to consider divestment in upcoming years. It's very important when I see a few highlight and key points that divestment is winning strategy, and it's increasingly difficult for major institutions to make an argument that ongoing fossil fuel investment is wise. The movement is growing very fast. Fast movement around divestment is growing very fast. And our plans are to grow it for next year and year after next. And we invite everyone to join those faith institutions, Catholic institutions who are listening to us. Please contact us and let us know that you would like to divest from fossil fuels, and we will support you on this way with all resources we have. We have multiple resources on our website. We have multiple resources within those who already divested. We have big divested communities, so we are powerful all together. But at the same time, we are humble for keeping our successful divestment announcements every year. And next year, there will be again divestment announcement, which hope so much will be even larger, because institutions do realize that fossil fuel investments are not a winning strategy anymore, and they can bring not a profit, but only a pain and stranded assets already with all developments that are happening. And our partners, who I name as well as Valles Global Fund and Stand Earth and C40 and others, have brought to life a very important report which summarizes 10 years of divestment movement. And the Laudato Si movement also was a part of this report. And I have to say that with 10 years of data in this report, there is a hard evidence that divestment is a winning financial strategy. And those investments which has been already made into green solutions, these first organizations who divested, the very first one in 2015, 2016, are profitable. And we need to look more how we can make more investments in climate solutions, because they are badly needed. And we need to triple the amount of money flowing into renewable energy and sustainable infrastructure. And a just transition, which we would like to fasten, also makes sense for everyone. And we need to benefit this at least 1 billion people who don't have access to energy right now, especially in the countries of the global south. We need to stop these frontline fights, which I believe a lot in the US as well and in Canada, and those pipelines and same frontline as an ECOP. Fights that local community is handling by themselves, losing their biodiversity and opportunities for living. So many things, but we invite, we value everyone, every institution, and we expect to see more in faith and Catholic institutions divesting in the next year with us. Thank you.
Tell our listeners the one thing that they can do right now, and tell them also how they can keep up with what you're doing.
The one thing is start doing something important for climate, to stop climate crisis and climate change. Of course, we encourage you to divest, and you can write to us immediately. But we also should remember that we need to pray for those who are in need, and we need to do all we can right now to make the world a better place and to hear the cry of the earth and cry of the poor. If you are individual and you cannot divest as individual, please consider eco-conversion, which is also very important for making a less carbon footprint that you are producing with your lifestyle, and consume natural resources more in a more sustainable way, which will also help the creation and our planet to be more healthy. Because if our planet will be healthy, our people also will be healthy. And there is another way how you can join and support our Catholic movement right now. You can also support our petition, which is called Healthy Planet, Healthy People. We plan to deliver it over COP26 to the world leaders, and to make them consider the hear the cry of the poor and the cry of the earth, as Pope Francis taught us in Laudato Si encyclical.
Dr. Svetlana Romanko is Zero Fossil Fuels campaign manager at Laudato Si movement, with the mission to inspire and mobilize the Catholic community to care for our common home and achieve climate and ecological justice. As you've heard, the impact goes far beyond just one denomination, and that's a very good thing indeed. Svetlana, thank you very much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio. You're doing great work, and you're welcome to be with us anytime.
Thank you very much, Dr. Walton. It was a pleasure to meet you and to be here with you. Thank you, Ray, and thank you, everyone.